Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We're talking about hearing God's news behind the news. We have been talking about abortion and a lot of what that's been coming to light. And, of course, with the Gosnell case in Philadelphia that set precedent, he was convicted. He was convicted of three life murders, and that's so important because God's allowing it all come to fruition, is allowing it to come surface, it's being exposed. And one of the things that they had questions about, and the Blaze is actually reporting this, that they reveal the gruesome reasons why Gosnell and other abortionists have been snipping the baby's spines when they were doing these abortions. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, they understood, obviously, that this when you snip the baby's spine, you're actually killing the baby.
Yeah. Right.
But why were they doing this? And what they allegedly say is that the reason why they snip these the spines is that, and this is what the Blaze is saying, is that the doctors or the abortionists, I'm going to call them doctors, they find themselves with a conundrum when a baby is born alive. With few options, it seems neck snipping is a definitive way to end the lives of these children. Plus, Crutcher, person they were interviewing, also noted that the procedure reduces doctors' chances of malpractice. Terminating a life once a baby is born is presumably easier and less riskier than doing so before birth. And although that doesn't mean these babies were purposely born this way, but it just says that this is what they're saying is convenient to do that. I mean, it's just absolutely horrible. And what happens is that they induce these women into labor, and they're anticipating and hoping that in this process that will cause the baby to pass away, you know, demise. And this is what they're reporting. But they're not wanting the baby to come out alive.
Wow.
But they're doing it that way. They're still doing it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they raise a question, you know, well, why doesn't, you know, like, what's going on with the woman at that time? And they're saying that oftentimes that she is under, you know, anesthesia. She has no idea what is actually happening. She has no idea that in a botched abortion, if you will, the baby comes out alive, that all this is taking place. She's probably heavily, you know, under medication.
Mm-hmm.
So this neck snipping thing is just absolutely horrible. And this is the whole idea of it. It's whatever's necessary. They said whatever's necessary to kill them. Think about that.
Awful.
And it's horrific.
Yeah.
It's absolutely, absolutely horrific. And they've been doing this now for quite a while. It's these late term abortions, and this is not a good thing. You know, this is not a good thing, but it's all being exposed. It's all coming to light. It's all, you know, God is allowing it. We've been praying this prayer for quite a while now, years. Dear God, end abortion, send revival. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing across the land these abortionists, that are killing babies.
Yeah.
Staffers are being convicted. They're coming forth. They're sharing these gruesome practices. They're getting it out. And people are seeing, wait a minute, this is not a good thing. This is awful. This is evil. And listen, the Gosnell abortion clinic was called a house of horrors, a house of horrors. And we reported on BFN, we talked about last, maybe a week ago, how his wife, when she was sentenced, seven to 23 months, I believe, when she was sentenced, she actually apologized for her participation in these basically assisted murders.
Exactly what they are.
She actually apologized. And she said that she realizes her husband is exactly where he belongs, and so this is what's happening. They're snipping the baby and the spines in hopes that, you know, not in hopes, but they're actually killing the baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But there's good news. In Florida, Governor Rick Scott just signed a bill into law. It's called Baby Alive House Bill 1129, and it was signed into law in Escambia County this week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Greg happened to be, he was there. He was there at the signing of this bill.
That's right.
We'll have pictures available for you on the torch.
Amen.
But this is great news.
Yeah.
This is great news. The Florida legislatures came together, both sides of the aisle. I mean, they came together and said, listen, this has to stop. We cannot do that. Now, this law is going to go effect July 1st, 2013, so just in a few more weeks. But this is how they define the Infant Born Alive Act. This is a living, breathing baby that was conceived as a result of a botched abortion. And remember, we talked about this when the woman from Planned Parenthood was talking about, like, what do you do? And,
mm-hmm.
and you know, if what if she lives in a rural area and it's like, does it matter?
What,
get
man?
To
yeah.
save the baby, whatever
exactly.
it takes, you know, save the baby. Well, the they define it, the Infant Born Alive Act is defined as this is a living, breathing baby that was conceived as a result of a botched abortion. A botched abortion means that abortion was meant to kill this baby, but the baby was actually born alive. So this bill entitles an infant born alive as a result of a botched abortion the same rights that a child born through natural birth is entitled to receive. That's beautiful. They have a constitutional right.
Yeah. That's right.
It's for their life to be protected. And to be honest with you, you know, part of the Hippocratic Oath, it says, you know, I should do no harm. You know, I don't know how this has gotten past all of this.
Yeah.
This is the oath that the doctors take. But this is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, God heard this. This is amazing. Mm. He heard our prayers.
Yeah.
And we're believing this is going to set precedent out of Florida and across the country and across the world.
That's right.
I mean, think about this. Any physician or person who willfully performs an abortion is subject to a felony charge.
Wow.
Felony charges. This is serious business. You are going. You're going to jail.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
You're going to jail because you're going to be committing murder at this point.
And it's powerful too, because now everyone who's now committing this, who's doing this, is getting wind of this.
Oh,
and
sure.
now knows that this is now changing the waves.
Mm-hmm.
This is now, like you're saying, this is becoming, this can be precedent.
Absolutely.
And will be used as precedent for those future cases for other abortion, like you said, I don't want to call them doctors, abortion medical people across the nation who are doing this. They're paying attention to this as well. That's powerful.
That's right.
Absolutely powerful. And we want to give a special thanks to Governor Scott, Congressman Ingram, Senator Eleanor Sobel, Senator Jeff Brandis, Oscar Brennan, Senator Flores, Senator Galvano, Garcia, Senators Grimsley, and Athenia and Joyner. We want to thank you for your leadership in this. And we want to thank all those that have been praying, who have been praying, and God heard our prayers. Let me tell you, this should be very encouraging. That we're seeing abortion come to an end, peace, you know, little by little, we're seeing it. And this is not, I mean, you say little by little, this is huge. This is huge. But we want to see it more. We want to see all of it just stop.
Mm-hmm.
All of it stop.
Everything
all of it stop.
Amen.
And we want to see revival come. We want to see revival come back to our nation again. We want to see our nation won. But when you see blood is being spilled out and you're seeing murders, how can God continue to bless America when we're killing babies out of comfort and convenience and throwing them aside? I mean, snipping a spine of a child that's actually born, that you meant to kill, but it was actually born.
Mm.
And then you're snipping the spine to I mean, it's horrific.
Yeah.
It's absolutely horrific. And so these are specifically done in late term abortions, and my goodness, I mean, this is refreshing. I want to encourage you to continue to get this word out. Share this with your friends, your family, and spread it on Facebook and spread the torch, because the more people get involved, the more people that understand how horrific this really is, you know, people will have the opportunity to be convicted by the Lord. They'll have an opportunity to repent. And you know what? We're believing that a whole lot more staffers are actually going to be convicted, and they're the ones that are going to. That's exactly what's been happening.
Yeah.
In many of these cases, is the staffers that are coming forth and are describing what's happened. Mm. What happened with the abortionist Carpin in Texas. Right. Staffers came out and they started sharing all the horrible things that they witnessed with their own eyes, what they were told to do, and they don't want to participate in that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find forgiveness. You can find healing. We have resources on the Torch that you can go to. Just go ahead and go to the Torch by going to VFNTV.com and selecting Torch. And in the right-hand corner, there's a search bar. And when you do that, type in the word abortion, and you'll see a lot of segments that we've done. And in those segments, you will see resources that you can go to if you yourself have been thinking about or someone turning you on to VFN Radio and you're listening to the segment. Listen, there's help. You don't have to do it. There's different ways for you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's different ways, and God can be there with you in this situation. But I just thought, what an amazing week. This happened last week. It's called the Baby Alive House Bill 1129, and it was signed into law in Florida. I mean, I just how amazing. And it goes, you know, it takes effect July the 1st, 2013. That's just weeks away.
Yeah.
Days away.
Exactly.
It's actually going to take place, and we're going to see babies honored and life respected and before God. And I'm believing that as God sees this, he's going to continue to bless us and pour out his spirit upon us. But I'm so glad that Greg had the opportunity to be there, witness it. He was present. It was just an amazing thing.
Yeah, it was totally awesome.
Absolutely amazing.
It is amazing how this is all working. It's people just like you, friends like you, that stand with us and understand, you know, we've got to make a difference in our generation. That stand with us prayerfully and financially. That just partner on a monthly basis. To financially build a foundation that where we can carry this message not only to the nation of America, but to the nations of the world. It's amazing how so many people are being encouraged by a simple gift of a few dollars a month, $25 a month, $50 a month, whatever it is. And you know what? Together, if you're having difficulty in how to present the gospel to this generation, partner with us, and we together at VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program will bring the gospel to this nation and this nation by God's grace to the Lord. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. VFNTV.com and click on giving. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.